Let's go now to Sweden, which has become the latest country to face the political upheaval of a hung parliament because of the electoral support for a far-right nationalist party. Overnight, the Sweden Democrats won nearly 20% of the vote on the back of an anti-immigration and anti-European Union campaign. Neither of Sweden's major parties has secured a majority, but both are still promising not to go into coalition with the former neo-Nazi party. So who will form government and how? Angus Randall reports.
Neither beaten nor victorious, Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says he'll remain in office as he tries to form a workable coalition.
We are going to gather all the good forces and resist and show that another society is possible. We always do what we have always done. Dear friends, we won't mourn, we will organise.
And in the strongest possible terms, the leader of the centre-left Socialist Democrats has ruled out working with the nationalist Sweden Democrats.
I am disappointed by the fact that the party with Nazi roots could gain so much ground. It's also a party that in this election has had representatives that wanted journalists to die, which has glorified Adolf Hitler and humiliated the victims of the Holocaust.
It's been a big night for the Sweden Democrats. Founded by white nationalists in the 1980s, the party has distanced itself from its neo-Nazi past in recent years. Mattias Karlsson is the leader of the party in parliament.
The leaders of the two big parties, the Social Democrats and the Moderate Party, need to listen to this signal from the Swedish people. We will be representing far more than 1 million voters, and you cannot keep ignoring millions of people.
The Sweden Democrats won 17.6% of the vote, up from 13% 4 years ago. Ulf Kristersson heads the centre-right Moderate Party, which leads an alliance of parties in opposition. He's not tempted in making a deal with the far-right in order to snatch power.
Svenska folket har alltså nu valt en ny riksdag.
The people of Sweden have now chosen a new parliament. The four-party alliance is without doubt larger than the incumbent government. This government is done. It should never have acceded. Now it shall resign.
Professor Simon Tormé is from the University of Sydney. He believes the ruling Social Democrats are still in the box seat to form government.
Is it insurmountable? No. Will it take a couple of weeks to work out who's likely to come to the party in terms of coalition partners? Most certainly. And in particular, because you have this sort of tripartite split between the sort of centrist reformist parties, Social Democrats and Sweden Democrats, it's kind of going to be a number of parties which are needed to be threaded together in order to form a majority for the Social Democrats.
And while he doubts either party will go back on its word to snub the Sweden Democrats, the far-right group will be a rising force from opposition.
It's not like Pauline Hanson's One Nation. It's not like some of the other flaky parties that we see emerging every now and then in parliamentary democracies. I mean, this is a big block of people. And, of course, they're going to be very confident. They're going to be quite voluble. They're going to be very noisy about their own concerns.
That's Professor Simon Tormé from the University of Sydney. Angus Randall with that report.